It's not that we're doing bad. It's just that we believe that there's something greater we can get to. And so therefore, we've got to be willing to go through the pain, go through the change, to get over the hump, to do it.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder. Pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Hope you're having a great day. Just got back from boot camp. So our case acceptance boot camp is kind of how we, it's how we wrap up our 6-month initial Mastermind Foundations program. It's one of the core things of 3D, right? If you've been around, if you listen to the podcast, you've surely heard about Mastermind. We have a new one kicking off next week. Probably too late to get in that one. January is the next one. We had a 6-month program. But anyways, the reason I'm saying this is, so we had a great weekend last week. We had two things going on. We had that wrapping up. So we had about 60 team members in the building, 15 doctors, each brings 3 team members, typically one from each department, front office, hygiene, and assistants. And yeah, we troubleshoot things. We go through the foundational case acceptance process that we implement in offices. And it was really good. Some takeaways that I got from that I want to share today that I thought were enlightening. So that's what we're going to get into, some key components that whether you've listened for the first time or you've been listening for a couple years, that I think will resonate with you because these things kind of carry on. And then the second group, which we had, which was really good too, which also some insights that I'll share, was our cash flow and overhead management workshop. So once you get through our Mastermind Foundations program, once you're in advanced, we have all these different basically weekend workshops where we go through different things. This one was cash flow overhead management. We look at P&L, kind of the buckets of where your expenses are going, really helpful when you start to kind of dive into, hey, I'm trying to optimize and run my business appropriately. So it's a super fun weekend, all at the retreat. So like 80 something people on site. So it was fun. I was tired, but it was a great time. Okay. So I want to jump into this. So this kind of, this saying kept resonating with me and it's going to be something now that I like, it's going to become one of my core things, I think, because I just kept seeing things and hearing things. And what that was great idea, wrong time. Great idea, wrong time. And if you think about it, like, this is why it applies, I think, so much across the board in what we do, is that how often do I hear a great idea, but it's just the wrong timing? You know, that can be personal life, professional life, dental, you know, and so, and I think part of leadership is recognizing when is a great idea the right time, because that's really truly when you get things off the ground, and when is a great idea the wrong time. And, you know, I see this even more, like, again, across the board. It could be a CE course, right? Hey, I'm thinking about implementing this, learning to do this, X, Y, or Z. Let's take dental implants, something that we're super passionate about and we educate. It could be a great idea to learn dental implants, but it's not a great idea if you still have flawed systems within your natural buying process. You know, and routinely what I see over and over and over is people will, they'll add to their skill set. CE becomes a good one. And it's a lot of great ideas to grow your skill set. The problem is sometimes it's the wrong time to do this. The other area where we see this a lot is just, you know, Facebook, Instagram, shoot, this podcast is a great idea of, my goal is to hopefully share each week, you know, things that to me are things I'm struggling with or dealing with in my practice, things I'm seeing others struggle with in their practices, and try to give ideas and concepts or feedback to, hopefully, you know, that you can take and improve your business life, pursuit of happiness, whatever. But that's the challenge, is how do I wade through that? My hope is what are a lot of great ideas, but that for most people most of the time are the wrong time. And if and that this is your first time listening to an episode or your first couple times listening to an episode, I want you to hear that the majority of the ideas that I talk about could be and are probably the wrong time. That's kind of why it ties into a little bit of like, that's why we at 3D Dentists are so, we make such a big deal about coming through that foundational program, because if you just were to hear us, or if you were to come to cash flow overhead management this weekend, for example, you may be like, yeah, that sounds great. I want to do that, but I don't necessarily want to go through this. Well, all that information kind of compounds on a strategy and a philosophy. You know, I see this in personal finance all the time. You know, there's a lot of ways to be successful and accumulate money, grow money, invest your money. You know, the one way that you are not successful in doing it is that you don't get started, that you don't have a plan, that you don't stick with a plan. And, you know, you look at people that are successful, and what's interesting, what you find is that there are different ways to do it. Dentistry is no different. Like, I could give you 10 different dentists that practice with completely different styles, and they all can be successful. We see this in just fundamental education, right? Look, take Pankey, Dawson, Spear, Coyce, some of these LVI, these like cornerstone, you know, education centers that all have different philosophies. Now, some of them are very similar, but a lot of them have like, you know, significant differences. Yet the reality is they all have a level of success. And so part of the challenge I think that we have is that we get so distracted by a great idea, wrong time, or just great idea, not my way of practicing, not my flow of doing things. And I think one of the best things that you can hear is that part of strategy, part of success is deciding who you want to align with, who you want to be like, whether that's like us, whether that's not like us. I want you to decide, and I want you to stick with the plan. Stick with the plan. Because what will hurt you, and when I see this so much in within our mastermind program, because people, they get distracted. They go away for a couple of years, then they come, you know, they learn from somebody else. It's not bad information, but it's counterintuitive to the way that we do things. So then you take that idea, you put it in the system, it doesn't work, or vice versa. You take our idea, which you don't change certain fundamental things, doesn't have the same success. So one of the things that I think you got to understand is that there can be great ideas and they can be, you know, at the wrong time. The other part of this is understanding how things step on top of each other. This came up a number of times this weekend with diagnostics. And I look at it like there should be a, to everything that you implement, there's almost be layers, like a 7-layer cake or levels, you know, and everybody comes in at level one. And so I'll use an example. Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about is how fundamentally at 3D Dentist, we believe that most people don't have a true case acceptance problem, right? We believe that they have an awareness and communication problem, meaning there are patients coming through their office that were not talking about some of the dentistry they could benefit from, or communicating it in a way that they would like to do it. So we never even ask them to buy from us. We never even ask them to say yes. You can't have a case acceptance problem if you don't ask. And so what we see is the more that we work with doctors on increasing that awareness and that communication, in essence, their case acceptance goes down because they're asking more people to do more things. That's why so many of our core concepts allow us to be successful, but in the wrong setting wouldn't be successful. It would take one doctor, one chair. You can't practice a traditional, you know, 90s, 2000s drill, fill, and bill overlapping crowns out of one column and hit the same number as you would doing two. You've got to change the way you do things. So in this kind of diagnostics, I don't want to go down that path. Fundamentally, the number one thing that we talk about is photos. We believe that taking extra oral photos on every patient at some point in your journey, where you can get to that point where every patient gets photos and they get to see their teeth, that naturally patients will help decide you to help move along to doing and saying more yeses to dentistry. Now, we also believe, great idea, that if we take digital impressions on every patient, that we do ortho simulations on every patient, that if we do weather mapping on every patient, that if I screen every patient for these type of things, that we will get more yeses. And it sounds kind of silly, because if I were to say, do you think if you took more smile photos of patients, like portrait photos like this, would you do more cosmetic dentistry? The answer is probably a resounding yes. Yet we then won't be consistent about doing that. And I think the part of that is because, it kind of ties into the last episode, we get distracted by another great idea at the wrong timing. And so this idea hasn't even gotten off the ground. And so if you think about all the things that you're currently trying to implement in the practice, what bandwidth are those things stealing from the things you're currently trying to implement or that you've implemented but haven't gotten fully off the ground? This will ring very home to the people in the program. If you're taking photos on all new patients, but you're not taking photos on all the recare patients, then I don't believe you should level up to start taking digital impressions. It's a great idea, but it's the wrong time because I haven't even graduated from this one thing. I'm doing it like at a 25 to 30% rate. Now, if you think about it, great, you're doing it all new patients. But new patients only make up what percentage of your hygiene, you know, coming in. You know, I had this conversation this morning with somebody, limited exams. We have gotten away from photos being routinely taken on all our limited exams. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know, and that goes back to my accountability with the doctors that are doing the limited exams, but it goes back to me putting more, not being accountable to making sure that's a habit, that's off the ground, and then giving them more things on their plate so then naturally things get distracted. And so much of this, what happens is, and T-Bone says this all the time, is that winning fixes everything. Winning fixes everything. You could be having a bad month, you get a big case, no one cares. You can lose an employee. Someone comes in and prepays a big case. You weather the storm. Like, winning and production coming in fixes a lot of problems. But the problem is that, as we know, is cyclical. And so then when you're not as busy, it rears that head. Or when you're trying to grow to the next doctor. You know, you may be listening to this and you may be like, well, gosh, I'm not busy. Lack of busyness isn't a problem for me. But you're also the same doctor whose problem is that you're by yourself and you're running on a hamster wheel and you're exhausted and you're like, this isn't sustainable. The other thing that kept coming up, and like the message I think we have to, like, that has to hit home with our team members, has to hit home, is that what got us here won't get us where we need to go. Another way of saying that is the success that I've had is the one thing that's holding me back from the success, the greater success of my future. And we struggle with this whenever we work with new offices, because there's that ramp up of change of doing things one way and then having to unwind them, right? And so, like, you know, patients get pushed back. It's one reason we start with new patients, because they don't know any different. And but it's this idea that I've got to find a way to slow down, to speed up. And if you want different results, you have to do things differently. And I think that's the thing that just continues to resonate. What I heard is, what I wanted the team members to hear is, it's not that I think that they're doing a bad job. Every doctor we work with is already doing a great job. Like, we don't, if you listen to this podcast, you're already, in my opinion, in the top probably 10% of dentists, because you're investing in, you're taking up some level of free time to listen, to learn, to get better. And unfortunately, that is not an epidemic in our industry. And so you're already in that group. So the people that come to us, it's not doctors that are like struggling. These doctors, honestly, and this kind of helps you, I mean, they are who you're struggling with. So I don't want to rule you out if you're listening and you're struggling. But what I want you really to hear is if the, you're the doctor that's like, no, I am successful, but that's the whole point, is that that success is most likely what's holding you back from getting to this other vision that you believe is possible. That's hard. And so my message last week to some of those team members is people want to get defensive. And it's fair, right? You know, you're a team member, and we start talking about, hey, we need to change up the way we do financial arrangements, and that we want to have these signed agreements, and we're going to collect down payments. And then the question that I told them they've got to start asking, that you've got to start asking, is, again, what problem am I trying to solve? Why am I here? Why would my doctor want me to come to this? Maybe it's that we don't establish what the why is well enough on the front end when we implement things, but trying to explain to people that, hey, you've got people on the schedule. You're busy, you're producing, the practice is functioning, we're doing what we need to do. But there is a problem. The dentistry we're doing is single tooth. It's exhausting. It runs, y'all run through lunch, don't you? You run late. Patients don't pay. Like, there is AR. Patients are getting dentistry done and leaving and not paying their bills. Like, there are problems that we need to solve. And so although what we've done has built a successful career, it's given us what we want, or we're on the track to doing that, that mentality will be the one thing that keeps us from taking that next big jump. And that's a message I think you've got to relay to your team, is it's not that we're doing bad. It's just that we believe that there's something greater we can get to. And so therefore, we've got to be willing to go through the pain, go through the change, to get over the hump, to do it. And then when you make that decision, being able to get relatively laser focus, right, last episode, I think really truly is what allows people to implement things and get off the ground. And then kind of piggybacking into today of, well, Sully talked about digital impressioning. So, and that if I take digital impressions and I do ortho simulations on all my patients, that I'll probably do more clear aligners, and I'm wanting to do more clear aligners. So we're going to now implement that. Great idea. But then I ask you, well, how many photos do you take on patients? Are we doing that? Or is every patient getting a cone beam? If we're not doing the basic diagnostics, we can't graduate to these diagnostics. They end up just becoming a distraction. It's really, really important. So I want you to take a look at, like, my take-home message for you is, I want you to take a look at what your strategy is to grow. And am I doing a good job of not allowing distractions to keep me from just from the intentionality and the way that I want to grow? And then I want you to take a look at what you're trying to get off the ground right now. And I want you to consider slowing down some of the implementation of certain things so that the other things can go all in, so that you can get them truly off the ground. You know, it'd be no different than I'm placing implants. I think I want to do more sinus lifts, so I'm going to go take a sinus lift course. Or I want to do full arch. Yet, we're only spitting out 4 or 5 implants a month. You know, to me, what I would say is, well, why are we not doing more there? What can we do to get that better so that when I do learn this, I even get more of a return for what it looks like? So, or maybe it's just something in the office that you're implementing. Maybe you've been pushing your front office too hard to, you know, get a sixth or third or fourth financing company on. It's just prove we do with one. Maybe it's I'm trying to get my block schedules figured out and, you know, get my blocks in place. Just focus on one day, making one day perfect. Maybe it's, you know, I'm struggling with photo, whatever it is, consider narrowing down, maybe tabling some great ideas so that hopefully they maybe fit into a better time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're not on the app, get on the app. Big thing, obviously, we're talking about Growth Club. Growth Club is in the app. What is Growth Club? It's a study club slash buying group. Lots of good pricing, discounts, lots of education. This morning, for instance, I posted a fully edited surgery that I did live, mic'd up on two implant bridges and a single implant. Ran into some issues, how we troubleshoot them. Like, if you're looking to really up your education in a way that is cost effective, then this is for you. So check it out. Otherwise, hope you have a great day. Work smarter, not harder. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.